From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. says it is ready to attack Syria again if necessary. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told the U.N. Security Council Friday the alleged use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime near Idlib earlier this week necessitated the U.S. missile attack on a Syrian airbase.
The United States took a very measured step last night. We are prepared to do more, but we hope that will not be necessary. It is time for all civilized nations to stop the horrors that are taking place in Syria and demand a political solution.
The U.S. attack came in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical attack that officials said used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent. More than 80 people, including several children, were killed in that attack that drew widespread international condemnation. Meanwhile, Syria's main ally, Russia, has condemned the U.S. attack on a Syrian airbase. Russian President Vladimir Putin said early Friday the attack would inflict major damage on U.S.-Russian ties and was a violation of international law. At the U.N., Russia's deputy ambassador, Vladimir Safronkov, said the action could have far-reaching consequences. He said, "We describe that attack as a flagrant violation of international law and an act of aggression. We strongly condemn the illegitimate actions by the U.S. The consequences of this for regional and international stability could be extremely serious." In response to the U.S. attacks, Russia said it was suspending an agreement to avoid accidental conflicts between U.S. and Russian military aircraft in Syrian airspace. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has accepted an invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to make a visit to Beijing later this year, although no date has been set. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross told reporters Friday that the two leaders had worked out a 100-day action plan on trade with China. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the two presidents discussed North Korea and agreed that the issue of North Korea's arms buildup has reached a very serious stage. Earlier Friday, Trump told reporters he felt there had been tremendous progress during his talks with the Chinese leader. She left Florida for home on Friday afternoon. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, bringing a contentious 14-month partisan battle to an end following the death last year of former Justice Antonin Scalia. Vice President Mike Pence announced the vote along party lines Friday.
If this is a terrorist attack.
The victory gives President Donald Trump's 49-year-old nominee a lifetime spot on the court and his party a much-needed political win after failing to pass legislation on health care and other issues. The final confirmation vote came after Senate Republicans rewrote the rules, voting to eliminate the 60-vote filibuster threshold for Supreme Court nominees. 4 people were killed and 15 others injured Friday in Stockholm, Sweden, when a hijacked beer truck drove through a crowd and crashed into a department store. Stockholm police have arrested one suspect, but would not say if they are hunting for others. Sweden's Prime Minister Stefan Löfven said his country would never give up its values and would not let itself be poisoned by hatred. The Prime Minister said flags at Swedish government offices would fly at half-staff Saturday as a sign of national mourning. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 98,000 jobs in March, which was much weaker growth than most economists expected. Some bad weather in the third month of the year contributed to the downturn. Friday's report from the Labor Department did have some good news, though. It said the unemployment rate fell 0.2% to its lowest level in 10 years, 4.5%. That jobs report wasn't enough to boost prices on Wall Street. All 3 major indices closed slightly lower. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 0.03%, the S&P 500 dropped 0.08%, the NASDAQ was down 0.02%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.